This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, fax 989, and then leave the rest blank, regarding James Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, Sr., date of birth 3/7/1937. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crowley with stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. He also follows with Dr. Obaid for lung COPD and lung problems. He was hospitalized in Alma from April 23rd this year through May 2nd with severe shortness of breath and low oxygen saturation. He was evaluated by cardiology and also underwent a VQ scan because he couldn't have a CTA scan for pulmonary embolism due to the elevated creatinine levels, and it demonstrated a low probability for pulmonary embolism. Cardiology is recommending that he have a transesophageal echo and also a possible TAVR procedure, capital T, capital A, capital B, capital R. And he wonders how this would affect his kidneys. And generally, TAVR procedure actually can be very helpful as it improves the cardiac output and corrects the aortic valve condition. Generally, kidneys can subsequently improve due to improved cardiac output. He states that he's scheduled for another echocardiogram on October 31st, and then further evaluation will be done concerning a TAVR procedure after that. He's still very short of breath, he states, more so than he had been before hospitalization. He's not coughing up any sputum at this time. No fever or chills, no malaise, no recent falls. He does have ongoing edema in the right ankle and foot, none on the left. No bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, he's on torsamide, 20 milligram every other day. his carvedilol, losartan, and flaxseed oil were discontinued, as well as albuterol inhaler. And he's currently on metoprolol, 100 milligram daily, and trazodone is 50 milligram at bedtime. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 184 pounds, and that's a 7-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 72, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff was 154 over 50. Neck is supple with mild jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. He has an aortic diastolic murmur, grade 2 over 6. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites. 1 plus edema of the ankle and foot, and a trace of ankle edema on the left. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 9th, 2025. Creatinine is improving. It is 1.77 with estimated GFR of 36. Previous levels were 1.8, 2.21, and 2.25. Phosphorus, 2.7. Calcium, 8.6. Albumin was 3.7. Electrolytes are normal. His hemoglobin was 12.1. White count, 12.2. Normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. He is going to continue getting labs every 1 to 2 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, congestive heart failure and being considered for a TAVR procedure. 4, COPD without current exacerbation. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.